Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this morning I'm challenging myself with an interesting topic. My topic is emotions. Emotions. What are emotions? Emotions are vibrations. Well, there was the void, there was the darkness, there was the nothingness, there was loneliness. Loneliness? How can there be loneliness when there was nothing to be lonely about? Sounds familiar, said Sylvia. How can there be loneliness when there's nothing lonely about? Well, I, the I am, put the cause in motion, think my thought. I, the I am, think my thought. Because so long there's no thinker to think, there's nothing to move, to put into motion. There's nothing to put into motion. When I, the thinker, think my thought, the power of the universe vibrates and manifests it. I, the thinker, play a relative game. In this relative game, I put this energy in pattern. I give it form. Now, all these forms, all these patterns are isis so long that I do not give it any relativity, any comparison. I said emotions are vibrations, energy moving, energy moved by my very thoughts. In absolute, there are no emotions. A master has no emotions. Although he can play the game of being emotional, with the difference in the relative world that he is untouched by the emotions. He can play the game of emotional, of laughter, of happiness, of sadness, of crying, by being untouched by the situations. Because emotions are relative to my outer world, to the otherness. Emotions are dualistic. Whenever I'm emotional about something, I'm judging myself. Whenever I'm emotional about something, I have an attitude about a situation. And this attitude is relative to something I feel good or bad about. And as a master consciousness in which I'm practicing and living my life, I do not judge. I am untouched. Now you say, well, then a master doesn't laugh. A master doesn't cry. If ever a master laughs or cries, it's a good show. It's a good show because he laughs and cries and expresses in this relative world like a human being, with the difference of being insensitive to the facts. I have a perfect example of the time of war when we were sitting in the bunker and the town Merzig, where I was living with my parents and my uncle and aunt, was bombarded. It was the 19th of November, a day I will never forget, because I celebrated my name day, Elizabeth. And we had a big turkey to celebrate this special day. Yeah. And although the world outside was upside down, filled with emotions of disharmony, of war, and there was fear and anger in the outer world, we were sitting, our family, happily in this bunker and celebrating my name day. And then was my uncle, Uncle Karl, who said, "Let me go and see what's going on outside. And he opened the door while the bombs were falling all around. And my aunt was shouting, "Don't do that. Stay in. Something will happen to you." And he just quietly and relaxed said, "Nothing will ever happen to me." This was the man, as a child, I didn't know how to take. This was the man I had never seen laughing nor crying. Always in perfect balance. He was a man, we as kids would say, "Don't you have any fear? Don't you have any anger?" This later I experienced in my marriage, when my sister came to visit and one day says to Elios, my husband, "Elios, don't you have any emotions? I never see you fearful. I never see you angry." A master lives in the earth. A master does not judge. And for this reason, a master doesn't know any emotions. I have seen my husband crying. And when he was crying, I felt at that moment that it wasn't real, that it was just a reflection of a thought I had in my mind. And it was regarding the death of his father. It didn't seem real for me. So if ever I see in the outer world emotions, I watch it and think, is this a reflection, a thought I have in my mind? Emotions are vibrations. I'm not saying that emotions are good or bad. When I'm in control of my world, I can sure laugh and cry, but I know that when I play this game of laughter, or of sadness, of crying, I'm in control. I know what I'm doing. I am the creator.